5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
All right, Abby, you are wrong. You are absolutely wrong. Your theory...
Coming in hot.
Yep. Your theory that there really is no such thing as ick. You shared with us last week.
Yes, I said on the show that I don't think that there's such thing as an ick. Like, when you get cringed out about somebody that you're dating so much so that you don't want to date them anymore. For me, I think an ick is actually just a lightning rod to give you a reason to get out of a relationship that deep down you know you don't want to be in.
So we did this second date update. This is what we were talking about last week, right? The ick factor.
Yes.
That when it came up. So he goes out with this woman. And he ghosts her, we call him, and there were a couple of little red flags there, but the major one was that she showed up with Tupperware and puts it right on the table during, like, when they start to eat, right? And she can't figure out, like, why that's a big deal. And he was just like, it just turned me off so much that plus the other things, that's it. It was a high ick factor. So Abby said, used her theory, and I got a DM this weekend, which I thought was pretty funny.
Okay.
Hey, Bert, I was laughing listening to Second Date Update on the podcast because I got 5 minutes into my date and was ready to leave immediately. The guy that has major ick when the girl brought the Tupperware to the date is ick, but not as good as mine. I can promise you that the ick is real. I won't bore you guys with the details, but it took 4 weeks for me to finally meet up with this guy in person. So I guess it's the same kind of story, right? You meet online, mm-hmm. You chat, and then you're finally going to meet up. She said, I was so looking forward to it. He booked us a great steak and seafood place, like one of the best in Atlanta. I was really impressed. And to my surprise, he was the height he said he was, and he looked exactly like his profile
pictures. I don't see the problem yet. This is great.
She said, I was running a few minutes late, so our table was ready when I got there. In other words, no pre-meal drink at the bar. We sit down at the table. Server asks what we want for drinks. I said, a white wine. She writes in capital letters, he ordered a glass of milk. She says, I don't know why, but it was a total turnoff. And he ordered milk every time the server came around again and again. She said, I had 3 glasses of wine. He had 3 glasses of milk.
Milk? That is so bizarre.
That's interesting.
She clearly did not watch Love on the Spectrum because one of the girls came up with a song and she's in love with her boyfriend and the lyric goes, you're the milk to my Chardonnay. Okay. And that's someone that really likes them. So I don't think it's that much of an ick if you really like the person.
So she says that she never saw the dude ever again. She just couldn't get over it. So yeah. Your theory clearly is wrong in this case.
No, it's not. I think if Brad Pitt is sitting across from you at Chop's Lobster House or wherever, and he orders milk, I'm still going out with Brad Pitt.
But she said he looked like his profile picture. So she was physically attracted to him. This is the only thing. He was drinking milk. Time and time again.
Just because he was a 6 in his photos doesn't mean he wasn't also a 6 in real life.
I want to get to understand what is so off-putting about somebody ordering a glass of milk.
A grown man.
A grown man at a fancy restaurant with all that wine available and a glass of milk is really, I don't even know why.
It is bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's just like, if you're going to order something at a place like that, it's going to be water.
That's non-alcoholic. Or a Pellegrino.
Plus, I'm thinking like, milk with seafood, milk with steak. That ain't going to be a good late night, man.
But what is as tough as Abby says the dating scene is, I mean, if he hit it off in every other area, I feel like you should try to get past some milk.
I feel like she cut it off too soon. It just feels juvenile because, like, little kids drink milk. It'd be like him ordering a Capri Sun at
with some,
house.
With some chicken nuggets.
With some mac and cheese.
You have a blooming onion here? All right, so a common first date, since we're talking about first dates here at a place in Atlanta, no bueno.
Yes, I'm here to de-influence you from one of the most popular first date spots in Atlanta. And I went there yesterday thinking this was going to be a great first date spot because it's a place that I frequent and I love to go. So I got asked out on a date by a guy I've been chatting with on the dating apps for a couple of weeks to Chastain Park. And Chastain Park is a lovely, lovely park out near Buckhead. There are always hotties out running, like around 6:30, 7:30 p.m. Like, you're always going to see a shirtless dude out there. It is truly like prime people watching. And it is just, it's just a lovely place to go. They've got tennis courts. You can walk around. There's a coffee shop. You can grab a cup of coffee and go for a little walk around town. So I was really looking forward to this date because, A, it means that I don't have to, like, get all dressed up and then, you know, do this humiliation ritual where you're, like, thinking you're going to really like this guy and you do your hair and do your makeup and then you show up and then you've got to sit in front of the state in front of everybody and be like, oh, you actually don't look anything like your photos. It's just a much more low-key date. You don't have to, like, stare them in the eyes for the whole date. You can just do your little walk, you knock out your steps, and you call it a day. So I was really looking forward to this. So the day of the date comes, you know, I'm loving the fact that I don't have to wear, like, jeans and heels. I put on my athletic dress. I didn't even wear makeup to the date, you guys. I put on a tinted moisturizer and I called it a day. I was like, this is the greatest. I'm going out here for all my first dates from here on out because I'm doing pretty much what I would normally do on a Saturday or Sunday. Get my steps in, go for a little walk, get some coffee, and that's it. So I show up to the date. He's great. We get coffee and we start going for a walk. And something happens at Chastain Park that is pretty frequently an issue because it is such a popular place to go out for a walk. But I just thought people, knowing that they were probably witnessing a date, or maybe me, if they don't, you know, if they're just like looking at us, maybe it's me out with my boyfriend having a good time. I thought people would have more decorum. And this happened twice while I was out chatting with this man, trying to get to know him. And we're walking and talking and drinking our coffee. So we're out for a walk and it's probably 10 or 15 minutes in, and we're still going through the basics. We're talking about, like, his childhood, and we have to do, like, what's your favorite color? A music release. You have, like, all the basic, like, date questions that you have to ask over and over and over again. And all of a sudden, we walk past what I assume is, like, a female run club. It's probably a group of 25 women, and they're all taking a photo of each other out at the park. I'm like, oh, it's so cool. And, you know, I'm still talking to this guy, and I walk past the group of women. And then it's almost as if, like, immediately as we walked by, the group of women sniffed out a single man and decided to, like, start following us. Because I kid you not, for, like, the next 10 to 15 minutes, this group of 25 women, and I'm not exaggerating here, were right at our heels. So I'm trying to talk to this guy and hear about his traumatic childhood or whatever, and all I can hear is, oh my God, did you see the new Superman movie? David Corn's sweat is so hot. I can't believe that he's married and he has two kids. And I'm sitting there, I'm like kind of looking at the girls, like doing a little side eye, like, dude, can you not see I'm out with my mans here? Like, can you give us a little privacy? Can you get off our heels? And I'm waiting for them to just pass us, and they don't. They just kind of follow us around the park. Weird. And until they finally, they pass, I'm like, oh, that's great. Love that once in a blue moon thing that could have happened. Maybe they just thought that he was cute because he was tall, you know, nice dressed man. They're trying to follow us around. It happens again. Another group of women walking their dog right up on our heels for a good 10 minutes. And I'm like, are people just chasing us down because they can sense a single man within 10 miles? Like, why are they trying? Like, can they not give us a little bit of space to have some privacy? This could be my boyfriend. He could be talking about something incredibly hard that he's going through. We could be having a heart to heart. And instead, you're up on my heels trying to get in on my date. Like, I didn't sign up for a threesome date or a foursome date. Or 25 some date.
And you're sure because that they just were going at a pace that was and didn't know how to pass you guys? You're sure that they were trying to, like, intrude?
I don't know, because they were so uncomfortably close that I'm like, why can't you just pass us? Like, it's not like they were a couple of steps behind and it was just like a weird distance. When I tell you I was literally, I could look behind them and, like, touch them if I needed to. That's how close these women were.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm very protective of my space. Did you ever at any point in time, like, I would have grabbed my date, stepped to the side, and let them move past?
Well, when I turned around to kind of give them a little side eye, that's when they got the hint, and that's when they moved past us. So I'm like, all I had to do was give them the cut direct in person, and then they were like, okay, this woman means business. She's about to defend her man.
It's tough out there, man. It's real tough out there. All right, real quick reminder, if you know somebody that is a teacher, we do not want them spending one penny on their school supplies, which happens year after year after year in Georgia. So we have done this for so many years that we want them to go to our website, and then we want to help clear their wish list so they don't have to spend one penny decorating or school supplies for their classes. But you gotta point them in the right direction and tell them to go to thebertshow.com and look at Clear My Wish List.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.